Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday. Time for the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and your Rexall family druggist.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign in our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, as we look in on the Harrises, Alice is preparing to wash the lunch dishes, and Phil has just returned from a band rehearsal.
Hiya, honey.
Hello, Phil. How did the rehearsal go?
Fine. I was in great voice. La-da-da-dee-dee. I was hitting those low ones like a bell, honey. Hey, where are the kids?
Oh, they're in school. And, Phil, when they come home, I wish you'd talk to them. They were very naughty and noisy this morning. They were doing
Hold it, Myrtle. Hold it. Now, don't start on me this early in the morning. My kids ain't naughty. They're as refined and well-behaved as I am. And they ain't noisy either. I've taught my children to be quiet and docile.
Docile? Docile?
Don't mess with it, honey. It's too tough for you to handle. The trouble with you is you don't know how to manage them. I let them know who's boss. I don't
I
let them start...
Yeah, but you pushed me.
I did not. You pushed me.
I'm going to tell Mommy I know.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on in here?
Your docile children have arrived. What are you girls doing home so early?
The teacher sent us home.
Why?
She's got a grudge against us.
Yeah, she didn't like the record we brought to music appreciation class.
Why not? I gave you Brahms' Lullaby. That's a beautiful melody.
Oh, she liked that one, but she didn't think the one Daddy gave us was classical enough.
And what record did your Daddy give you?
The Dogtown Polka Club.
Oh, Phil, how could you give them a record like that? It's not even a song. It doesn't have any melody.
Well, maybe not, but it has an exceptional recitative.
Recitative?
Let it lay. That'll give you more trouble than docile.
Girls, was the teacher very angry with you for bringing that record to school?
She was kind of mad. But she really blew her top when Phyllis and I sang it.
You sang Dogtown Poker Club? Oh, stop it, Alice. You children don't even know it.
Oh, no? Hit it, Phyllis.
Bill Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Dogtown Poker Club and cursed the day he told them he would join.
Bill Harris, did you hear that? Do you want your children to be expelled from school?
What was good enough for their father is good enough for them.
The teacher wants to see you, Mommy. Here's a note she sent to you.
I was afraid of that.
What's she got to say, honey?
Dear Mrs. Harris, I would appreciate your dropping in to see me at school this afternoon. I would like to talk to you on a matter of vital importance. Sincerely, Miss Williams.
Oh, so she wants to talk to us, huh? Well, there's a few things I want to tell her, too. And I'll be glad to go to school with you and straighten her out.
P.S. For the sake of the children and the morale of the school, please come alone and don't bring old Do-Wah-Diddy. Oh, dear. Now I'll have to go. go to school with the children this afternoon, and it's all your fault,
okay,
Phil.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I have the dishes to do, and I wanted to wash out a few things.
I'll take care of that for you. I'll do the dishes, and I'll put your stuff in the washing machine. Go ahead. Go with the kids. Go
all
on.
Right, all right. You'll find everything in the laundry basket beside the Bendix. Now, be careful, Phil. Don't mess up my washing machine.
Be careful, she says. I know how to handle a washing machine. There's nothing to it. This machine practically runs itself. All I got to do is open the top of it and get the... Uh-oh. Now, who put this package of butter in the washing machine?
Daddy, that's the deep freezer. This is the washing machine.
This is the washing... Well, no wonder my root beer never gets cold in there. Phyllis, stop looking at me like that. I just happened to make a little mistake. I know a deep freezer from a washing machine. This time of day, the light is bad in here.
Yes.
Now, I better get Alice's stuff and put it in... Oh, Phyllis, answer the doorbell, will you?
All right, Daddy.
Now, let me see. Alice has two slips here, and, I wonder if she wants this girdle washed. Yeah, might as well put it in. I often wonder why Alice wears one. She's so slender.
Hi, girlie.
Ah, hello, Frankie.
What are you doing?
Gonna wash out a girdle?
Oh. Shall I turn around while you take it off?
Oh, be a wise guy. I'm doing Alice's laundry.
Why are you doing it?
For a very simple reason. Alice is going to school because Miss Williams don't like the way I sing Darktown Poker Club, so I'm doing her laundry.
Alice is going to school. Miss Williams don't like the way you sing Darktown Poker Club, so you're doing her laundry. Curly, I feel slighted.
Why?
I don't like the way you sing it either, but you never do my laundry.
Look, if you want to hang around here, be quiet. Dolkar. Now, look. We got a lot of work to do. After the washing, we got to do the dishes.
Yeah, but if we do it to... What do you mean, we?
Look, Remley, it ain't going to be hard. It'll be fun. We'll make a game out of it. I'll do the laundry, you do the dishes, and we'll see who gets through first.
Oh, goody, a race!
Yeah.
Well, sounds like loads of sport. I bet I finish before you do.
What makes you so sure?
Because I ain't gonna do no dishes.
Come on, Frankie, be a pal. Do the dishes for me, won't you?
No. I can't wash dishes. A man in my position can't afford to have red, unsightly hands.
Why not?
Because my fellow musicians just voted me the guitar player with the softest hands in the union.
Look, Fluffy Fingers, if you don't do my dishes, there won't be no need for you to belong to the musicians' union. Now get to going there while I do the dishes.
All right, but it ain't fair. You got a washing machine to do the laundry with. I got to do the dishes by hand, and that'll... Washing machine.
Hold it. Just quiet down a minute there, Henry.
What's the matter?
You can't do no dishes in the Bendix.
Why not? Doesn't have any paddles. Nothing keeps turning around to break anything. The water just keeps swishing around.
Just swish?
That's all.
It does?
Sure. It works just like a dishwashing machine. It's based on the principle of centrifugal force, which radiates through a diametric gravitation.
I never thought of it that way before. Hey, Remley.
Why?
Hey, let's try.
All right.
I wonder why Alice never thought of doing dishes in it.
Yeah, well, you know how women are. They always do things wrong.
Yeah. They're not like us men. When we do things, we do them right. There's them that does and them that don't, and them that says they will but won't. So if Satan tempts you, hold on tight, cause you can't do wrong doing right. There's them that shall and them that shan't, and them that wish they could but can't. But it's them that does that sees the light, cause you can't do wrong doing right. Look at that gal Delilah, she had them all in a spin. She clipped the mighty Samson, but she got caught when the house fell in. So you see, there's got to be just one road for you and me. Let old Satan know he's lost the fight, cause you can't do wrong doing right.
You gotta do right.
Well, make me know
it. Yes, you gotta do right.
Well, keep on a-preaching.
If you wanna see the light.
Oh, tell it, brother.
Cause you can't do wrong when you're doing right.
There's them that's good and them that's mean and them that's somewhere in between. But it looks to me from what I've seen that you can't do wrong doing right. There's them that's meek and them that's bold. Now, don't ask me, but I've been told it's the meek that plays them hops of gold. Cause you can't do wrong doing right. Look at old Big Goliath bragging about his size, taking on little David. But he got his right between the eyes. And so you see, there's got to be just one road for you and me. Let old Satan know he's lost the fight. Cause you can't do wrong doing right.
You mustn't do wrong.
That's right with me.
No, you mustn't do wrong.
That's philosophy.
If you want to get along.
Oh, I believe it now.
Don't you ever get along if you're doing wrong.
Now, they threw Daniel to the lions. The king had it done. He's the law. But it wasn't long till Daniel had all of them cats drinking milk out of straw. And so you see, there's got to be just one road for you and me. Let old Satan know he's lost the fight. Cause you can't do wrong doing right. No, you can't do wrong doing right.
Cause you can't do wrong when you're doing what is wrong.
Keep on doing right.
Well, Curly, I got all the dishes in the washing machine and I got the water and the soap chips in. All I got to do now is turn it on.
Well, hold it a minute. Before you start, look. You sure this thing works on that principle of diabetic aggravation?
Curly, please. Now just stand back and let me do this. Your dishes will be finished in no time. All you'll have to do is put them away. Well, here we go.
Hey, listen to her.
Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, she's really working, ain't she?
Well, of course. I know what I'm doing every minute.
Yeah. Hey, that's a swell way to do it.
Sure. Besides that, it don't take long. Now, shut it off now. Yeah. Now, Curly, your dishes are finished. Now, just open the door and let... Don't stand there, Curly. Put him away.
What'll I use, a shovel? Oh, look at those dishes. Every one of them broken to bits.
That hard water will do it every time.
Look, get a broom, Frankie. We gotta sweep this up before Alice...
Phil, what was that awful noise? What happened? Oh, no, my good dishes.
Hello, Alice.
Phil, which one of you is responsible for this?
I refuse to answer on account of I'm no stool pigeon.
Nor am I. Besides, Curly didn't mean to do it.
Ramley! You squealed on your leader. Ramley, you know the musician's code. I'll thank you to turn in your guitar pick.
Your fault, Curly. You suggested we do the dishes in the washing machine.
I suggest.
What? You did the dishes in my washing machine? Oh, Phil, can't you ever do anything right? You break my dishes, my washing machine, and... Well, don't stand there. Haven't you anything to say for yourself? Well, say something.
I love you madly.